well-being of this animal is strong enough to influence that animal into the vortex, or anyone.
Groovy.
And it's sort of a co-creative thing that you've got going on. In other words, very often an animal will reflect back to you what you've got going on. Your beasts do that for you all the time. It's part of the game they play with you, you see. An animal can be empathetic without going so far into it that they do themselves damage, because they are so consistently in the state of allowing. They spend less time thinking. They spend more time basking. They are detached in more ways. They spend more time sleeping. In other words, your beasts are your best teachers.
I need to get in.
Find one who's happy and do what he does.
Cool. I'll get in his vortex.
Good time for a segment of refreshment. We've enjoyed this interaction immensely. There is no homework, but we do want you to have this feeling as you are moving about the ship and having the interactions with one another that you want to be in the vortex, you want to be in the vortex, you want to be in the vortex, you want to be in the vortex. And just by making the statement that you want to be in the vortex won't necessarily put you in the vortex, but it will make you more keenly aware whether you are or whether you aren't, which will put us in a very good place for tomorrow.
Great.